Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
If you are just joining us, all episodes of The Men's Room are available on radio.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Okay, well, I did not know this. People are letting me know. Yes, Abraham Lincoln was responsible for creating the Secret Service. People point out, hey, man, it was about counterfeit money back then, okay? And someone else says the Secret Service was initially established to investigate counterfeiting money. It had nothing, I like how they write this, it had nothing to do with protecting the president until after Lincoln was assassinated. Mm-hmm.
And that's where this phrase comes from, never take any wooden nickels.
That's it, yeah.
That's the reason for the Secret Service.
Oh, no. Did they drop off? Okay. Hello, Pork. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Dudes, bitches, and buds.
Hola! Porky on Team Sober, Not Sober.
Sober.
Sober Pork, welcome to the program.
Ooh, I just bought some of that yesterday.
All right, Pork, you get one Halloween candy. Will it be black licorice, circus peanuts, candy corn, or Necco wafers?
Let's go black licorice.
Wow, first vote of the day for black licorice.
Is that
licorice.
The first one?
It is. By the way, you can vote as well if you follow the Men's Room on Twitter, at Men's Room Live.
All right, here is your question. What element is third on the periodic table?
Oh.
Man, not a kid in school.
Helium?
Oh, helium's number two. Nirvana has a song.
Lithium.
All right, your question. What do you call a fat that is liquid at room temperature?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
I sure can. What do you call a fat that is a liquid at room temperature?
An oil.
Okay. Nice job, Pork.
We'll call her Oily Sherry.
No, you're cooking. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Andy. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Andy, sober, not sober.
Sober.
Sober. Andy, welcome to the show. All right, Andy, our Men's Room poll. It's all about Halloween candy, but you only get one. So are you going to take black licorice, circus peanuts, candy corn, or Necco wafers?
Candy corn is the least bad out of all those, so I got to go with that.
Candy corn in the lead as far as our contestants today on Big Dummy.
All right, here is your question. In the movie Titanic, how did Jack get tickets to get on board the ship?
Didn't he win them with poker or something?
Wasn't StubHub or anything like that?
No, he was better at poker than he was at swimming. Gotcha. That's what we learned in that movie.
All right,
there's room for him on that door.
Mm-hmm.
Big W!
Okay, thank you. When that movie first came out, when I first saw that movie, I did not enjoy it other than the carnage scenes, like most people, right? But I did make a note because the person I went with is boo-hooing and all this at the end of the movie. And I'm like, look, I'm not trying to be insensitive. But it seemed to me during that entire scene where they're saying goodbye, she could have made room for my man.
Mm-hmm.
You're going on about how sad it's going to be, or why don't you let his ass up on the door?
Yeah, and the captain, he doesn't want to hear about it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking when I brought it up, people always got mad. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Ryan, sober, not sober.
Not sober.
All right.
Ted.
What's up, man?
Ryan, welcome to the program. Men's Room poll. You only get one Halloween candy. Will it be black licorice, circus peanuts, candy corn, or the Necco wafer?
What were the circus peanuts again?
They're circus peanuts. They have the consistency of styrofoam, but they have sugar.
It's like a dried marshmallow that looks like...
It's shaped like a peanut.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an orange color.
I don't think I've ever seen those.
Sure you have. If you open the box from Amazon, you can dump them out.
Oh.
They taste the same.
Let's go with candy corn.
All right, candy corn it is.
By the way, Miles, someone wanted to point out that you were singing Steve Miller, not the Eagles, when we were correcting our band.
Phoenix, Arizona.
All the way to Tacoma.
Oh, that's rocking me. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right.
Sorry, man.
I thought I'd throw. Now, people are all about to correct me today, and I'm throwing them all out.
Well, because they're right.
Yeah. That's why I'm throwing them out there.
Philadelphia, Atlanta, LA.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's your question. Who did Bill Clinton defeat in the 1996 U.S. presidential election? He told us about Viagra and made sex unsexy for the first time in human history.
Is it that the climate control guy, Al Gore?
That was his running mate, in fact, his vice president.
The only climate where it's warm is right down here, and if you just rub Big Al, you'll feel it'll get warmer.
He ran against Bob Dole.
Watch out for Man Bear Pig.
Oh, yeah. Man Bear Pig, that's right.
That was a great one.
All right, here's your question. On what continent would you find the country Suriname?
Suriname?
Mm-hmm. What continent?
That sounds Asian.
That's my guess, too, man.
What was it? I'm sorry.
Suriname.
Africa.
Let's go.
That was my guess.
Let's go Africa. North America, just because.
South America. Oh. Not a whole lot of love for Suriname out there.
Nah.
It's never on the travel books.
All right, here's a question. What company makes Golden Crisp cereal? Not Golden Grahams, but Golden Crisp.
Is it the same as Golden Grahams?
In my mind, it is, just based on packaging, but I'm not sure.
Oh, man, I'm not good with the, Kellogg's or something like that?
Is it General Mills?
Is that a
Post?
Post. There's only a few.
Yeah, they're all General Mills.
They're all Battle Creek, Michigan.
Yeah, General Mills, Post, and Kellogg's are your main three players.
All right, Ryan, question five.
I feel like Kellogg's makes cereal for kids, Post makes cereal for old people, and then General Mills spreads the love pretty evenly.
They do.
Right? All right, here's the question. Which Ivy League school university is located in Ithaca, New York?
Ithaca.
It's a small town with two universities. They have Ithaca University,
yeah.
Across the river, they have another one. So based on the size of the town, it's got two pretty decent-sized schools.
It's the only way to keep smart people there.
Syracuse
would be located in Syracuse.
Cornell.
It is Cornell. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Syracuse University located in the city of Syracuse.
Which is already under 9 feet of snow.
That is a cold city.
That is. They get just blasted.
All right, your question. It's multiple choice here. And we're talking pasta. So vermicelli, linguine, rotelle, or farfalle. Which type of pasta's name means little tongues in Italian?
Linguini?
Oh!
I never would have guessed that.
Well, think about it. If you're a linguist, right? You speak with your tongue.
Oh.
I can go down other ling things, but I think you already follow. All I know is that vermicelli means little worms.
Okay.
Linguini means little tongues. The other ones, I don't know.
Game is big dummy. 844-999. Hola.
What do rigatoni mean?
I almost said something horrible.
Yeah.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Terrell, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
All right, Terrell, welcome to the show. Terrell, our men's room poll, you only get one type of Halloween candy. Will it be black licorice, circus peanuts, candy corn, or the Necco wafer?
I guess I gotta go with the candy corn.
Candy corn is killing it.
You say that with excitement.
I'm super thrilled about it, yes.
You can hear that. All right, I want you to ignore the name of what this sounds like, but what does a spermologer collect? What does a spermologer collect? I collect it just to do this very show. Mike Hawk collects it a lot.
I'm gonna say coins.
Trivia question?
Trivia. I'm a spermologist.
Well, you guys are both collecting. You're both spermologists.
Mike and I are both spermologists.
Yeah.
That's a title I'm very proud to share with people. I wish they'd come up with something better. There you go. Mike just gave me the dap through the window there. All right, here is your question. Which borough of New York City translates from the Dutch as marshland?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
I sure can. Which borough of New York City translates from the Dutch as marshland? Just give it some thought. It'll make sense.
I'll just go with Brooklyn.
You got marshes, you can have a brook. Brooklyn's
okay. All right, Terrell, question three.
Question number three. The Southern Tropic is also known as the Tropic of what? There's pretty much only two to choose from.
Yes. All right, Terrell, you got an answer?
No, I don't.
Capricorn.
Tropic of Capricorn. By the way, someone just chimed in as far as Italian pasta names go. Someone let me know. Ravioli, little pillows. That makes sense.
Little delicious pillows.
Little delicious.
All right, question four, Terrell.
All right, what is the highest possible bowling score in a game with no strikes? 150, 190, or 210? You might get spares all the way through.
No strikes. So 300 is perfect game. So I guess I'll go half that. 150.
210.
190.
Yep.
190.
Yep.
Just what we thought.
Said that confident, though, huh?
All right, I have confidence in you on this one.
Nah.
Dig'em Frog was the mascot for which Kellogg's breakfast cereal?
Oh, that was the...
Come on.
Oh, man, it's not there. I'm picturing them in my head.
I think they're awful. It's one of the worst freaking cereals.
Yeah, it's not good.
I hated it. Come on. Any guess?
What were those things?
You're going to be so mad.
I'm going to be mad. I mean, the only cereal that mattered, I guess, was Frosted Flakes and Lucky Charms as a kid. But
you already know those mascots, and those aren't the mascots for that cereal.
Mm-hmm. So,
uh-oh.
Come on.
Terrell, this is your last question. If you don't get this, you're going to have to be on hold for a week.
No, they're awful.
Goodness.
Nobody likes them.
Oh, okay.
You've had longer to
answer. Yeah, I know. You really need a lot. How long did it take you to take tests as a kid?
Oh, forever, but I always got super good grades, though.
I can tell.
Yeah. It's Sugar Smacks.
Honey Smacks.
Or Honey Smacks. That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
I know it's Smacks. What a day.
Sugar smack. Sounds like a nice way an old lady hit you.
Or just
I want to give you a sugar smack.
That's the way the doctor tells you have diabetes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
God. Ted Jeff coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some food first. But first, time for a few emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. Guys, birthday shout out to my daughter, Michaela. She is 3 years old today. So how about giving her a little kid face sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about Paw Patrol? Rock on, guys.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I remember when my kids were three, I had to watch Paw Patrol too. You are three, so I cannot give you an accurate description of what I thought of the show. Just enjoy it. But if you love Mommy and Daddy, do not make them watch it with you.
Yeah, you know, she has a dirty German to speak on it, and, you know, it's better I don't speak on this Paw Patrol.
Yeah, don't. Mm-hmm. Doza is stupid.
So I read that email first, I didn't see the age, and I had jokes about this Paw Patrol.
No, nine! Nine!
All of a sudden, Dig'em Frog.
Yeah, there are lots of dogs involved, however.
Might be a little over the head, but yeah, still.
guys, let's see here. Yeah, today, my twins, Henry and Julian, are 11 years old. They would love to have Coach Ted talk to them about how to survive fifth grade. Thanks, guys. That from Chip.
Fifth grade. Surviving fifth grade, pretty simple. Number one, stay away from the sixth grade. Those kids are nothing but trouble. Now, the fourth graders, you're in charge of them. You're in fifth grade now. Enough of that. Make sure they know their state history. And most important thing, just do some homework.
That's good advice. Fellas, it's my 27th trip around the sun. Can I get a cut that bitch off next, cholera, and some dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Doug.
Cut that bitch off! Next caller.
Yeah, that is actually a quote of me when finally she pulled down her pants and I saw that thing.
Yeah, so you know what? Doug's like, I've got two of those things.
Yeah, cut that bitch off.
Guys, please send a birthday shout out to Josh with a time to take off the leash, a big old bong hit, and a barbershop quartet fish sandwich. Thanks, guys. That from Mindy, Paul, and Devin.
It's time to take off the leash.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Guys, I'm going to get a shout out to my husband, Justin, for his birthday with the big old Leroy Jenkins. And your penis is too small. He's out delivering, quote, packages for Amazon. That from Julia, his ball and chain.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
But fellas, I want to wish my good friend Autumn a happy 42nd birthday. She is a vegetarian, so can she hear the dirty German's thoughts on tossing a salad?
Yeah. I don't know who will be bringing the salad or who will be doing the tossing, but I do not judge. But just know tonight you will be eating some meat.
Yeah. And you know, it's the best kind of salad once you toss it is on the side of the steak.
Caesar.
Yeah, if that's what you want to call me tonight.
Yeah, tonight
I will call myself Caesar.
Yeah, something will taste like anchovy.
Hey guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
Jaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
A couple extra emails as far as the apparent tip, or I can't remember the subject on this one. In the 90s, guys, my dad came back from a vacation in Mexico and wanted to have me over for a visit. Got there, and he spent most of the time in the bedroom and told me not to go in there because he had presents for me that he was wrapping. Well, someone came over to, quote, buy furniture that he was storing in the basement, so I took that as an opportunity to peek into his room, where I saw a mirror on the bed with lines of cocaine, a scale on the nightstand, and pounds of bad cocaine. I freaked out, and when he got back from his furniture sale, I pretended to be sick and called the other parent to go home. Before going home, my dad gave me a gift from Mexico, a large hollow doll.
Oh, damn. I mean, his dad, how long can you be wrapping presents?
That was the bright idea. What was the bright idea again, guys? A guy I went to camp with decided to make the works bomb, which is a toilet cleaner, powder, aluminum foil, and an empty water bottle. So he set it under one of the sinks and blew it up, causing the sink to explode and shrapnel hit a few other campers in the bathroom.
Oh,
he got sent home early. That from Pound Town. And what was there a lot of, guys? Guten Tag, during the deployment to Iraq in 2006, in 10 months, I drove 32,000 spectacular miles through the glorious countryside of Iraq. To add insult to injury, all, and I mean all of the miles, were traveled at 45 miles per hour or below. Fast forward a few years, between November 2013 and July 2019, I moved and drove every mile from Aberdeen, Maryland to Phoenix, Arizona to Olympia, Washington, and now back to Westminster, Carroll County, Maryland. Thank God for the app and the daily podcast. Men's Room has been my morning show, afternoon show, and everything else ever since leaving Washington. Peace out, you glorious bastards. That from Brad, who listens to us in Carroll County, Maryland, up there.
We're sorry.
Yes, it's go see Dreb for
go
us.
Go get me an MTO with cheats.
Absolutely.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Woo!
Today is an exciting day. Miles, you have mentioned we're talking about some of the first in food. First in life? No, first in food, though. So take that what you will.
Like a hungry NFL broadcaster. And the Cowboys have it on the 10-yard line first in food.
I think people get excited about eating things that they haven't tried before. That's why the deep-fried food
sometimes.
And the fares and the stuffed crust pizzas with all
but
kinds of crap.
But that's different than, say, escargot.
Yes, totally. You know. Totally. One is a food.
Well, and you're right. You're right. Everybody's right and wrong, right? Because I agree with you. If it's deep fried or whatever, it's a giant Cheez-It,
you want to try it.
People want to try it.
Yeah. Because you've never had a giant Cheez-It before.
Somebody in your family that's like, why don't you try some sushi? Like, I don't try any stuff.
Right.
I don't eat raw fish.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So it goes back and forth.
Why? I don't like it. Have you ever tried it? No, I never will. How do you know you don't like it? Oh, my God. Am I talking to my child?
So I think, right, it just depends on what the new food is to get people excited.
Okay.
So first, actually, we're going to taste some things that I'm excited about.
All right.
You guys might have heard. You see this? So Burger King has the Impossible Burger. They made the Impossible Whopper. Now, they started this out. They were testing it back in August. I forget where they tried it out at, but the tests, they were successful, right? So then people were going around. Then it spread to San Francisco, Vegas, Miami, all the hot spots, right?
Sure.
And actually, that Impossible Burger's been selling like crazy. Burger King did a great job. McDonald's wasn't sure at first if they were going to jump in the market. They have twice as many locations as Burger King.
Okay. Right.
But in Germany, they started, the McVegan.
Is it really called the McVegan?
Yes.
Yeah, it's McVegan.
Yeah. And so McDonald's was kind of like, do we want to get into it or not? Obviously, they're going to get into it. And I don't know that the burgers are going to be a fad as they worry. So now what we have here today is Impossible Whoppers and regular Whoppers. So the three of us are going to have to decide which we think is the real one. All right, I can just take some?
Sure, go for it.
So this is like this is a challenge.
All right. Okay. Here's the first one. I have it in my hand.
All right.
Which one are you going to grab?
Well, you just take that one first.
Yeah, I'll just grab this
that
one.
That way we can figure it out.
Let me get the freaking pickles in my crap off. I can't do it. I don't want the crap. All right. You gotta ignore that shred of lettuce.
All right.
I didn't think about this part of it.
Yeah, but that's okay. Me neither.
Yeah, sorry about this part.
I mean, the first one tastes pretty much like a burger.
I'm thinking it might be.
Might be the burger?
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be my guess. But I don't know yet. Got to try the other one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's try the other one. Uh-oh. I think I know. Maybe I don't. They both look the same.
And again, we have no idea. Right? The three of us have no idea. It's a complete surprise. Thrill, I respect that you still take the stuff off the Whopper.
I don't like that stuff, man.
Yeah, so you don't know. I've had an Impossible Burger before. It's hard to tell.
I'm honestly not sure. I'm going to say
the second one is the non-meat burger.
That's going to be your call?
Yes.
And why do you say that so disgustingly?
It's not bad, but I'm pretty sure I eat meat first. So put it this way. It would be fine if I had not eaten
meat before it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the best way to put it.
All right. So
I'm dead wrong.
I'm with them. I think the second one is the Impossible Burger, but I like them both.
It's not terrible.
All right. What do we know?
Robin, can you reveal to us which one we ate? Second one was the Impossible Burger.
Okay.
All right.
Honest to God, the only seriously, just because the first one I had was meat, right? And then I put the second one in my mouth. And look, I don't like vegetables. That said, they do an outstanding job on this, but no vegetable can fool me, dude. I'm telling you. Something about me was like, you don't want this in you.
Okay.
That's all. It's fine. Well,
you know what?
It's good.
It's,
anyone
it's,
would like it.
There's nothing wrong with this. If you didn't have the first burger the first time, you would just think this is a pretty good Whopper.
Yeah, I'm with you. And I think also, sometimes when it comes to any of those things, like as long as they're close enough to a regular burger, it's just a matter of how you dress it up.
Sure.
So, Miles and I, like adults, ate the Whopper as is. So I think maybe it was closer to the same taste because it still had all the accoutrements, you will, of a Whopper.
But the Impossible Burger still tastes flame broiled. It's still good.
Right, so they're still cooked. I mean, that's the one thing. If you're a strict vegan, like, you might not want to eat the Impossible Burgers. It's still cooked on the same grill as the other burgers.
Right. Okay.
But, right, for people like us who might just want to sub out not eating red meat or whatever, like, I would get that thing.
Every once in a while, why not?
Yeah. And the first time I had it, honestly, I went to a place just I saw a picture of it on Instagram, and I was like, this is delicious. They were like, it's not real. And
no,
I was
they did
like,
a fine job. I hate vegetables enough that I can tell that, but they do a bang-up job on that.
Is it made from vegetables?
I don't know. Probably soy, some vegetables.
Vegetables, some type of protein. You're welcome. You know, but don't worry. This is the first, you said no vegetable could fool you. There's going to be fake, you know, fake nuggets coming out and everything else. Like, we're gonna get this done.
Which is a good thing. Look, I'll put it this way. If you can fool me on the vegetable tip, then you have made the product. Like, I should be your taste tester. I'm not out to hate it. But if I do hate it, I'm going to tell you that I do. So if you can trick me into eating it, like, hey, man, you want to sell this.
And obviously, vegetarians like meat, they do. They just can't eat it or don't want to admit they can, because you go to the food store and there's that whole frozen section of fake hot dogs, fake pepperoni.
Sure.
Fake everything. Fake hamburger meat. So if they can improve the level of just the quality and how it tastes on these products, I think more people would be willing to buy them who maybe just aren't strict vegetarians or whatever. As long as it tastes okay.
Even people like me, if you're telling me it's like, I have no problem with that, but if I don't like the taste, I'm not going to eat it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, Burger King was first in that one to come out with that.
Good
yeah,
job.
It'll be interesting to see what happens, but I think people are going to stick with it. Also, if you don't eat meat, it's just nice to be able to go through a drive-thru and get something other than French fries.
That's true.
You know? It's a lot of
times. I think it serves a lot of purpose. Like, think, as of January 1st, 2020, there's probably going to be a huge uptake in the sale of these things.
Mm-hmm. And now Burger, one of their biggest burgers that they sell is a cheese sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
For a vegan.
Well, and it's crazy, these Impossible Burgers and the non-meat burgers, even White Castle got into the game. They've got little non-meat sliders that look like burgers. I mean, it's just, it's wild what's out there right now. I'm excited for the fake chicken.
I'll have to taste it first.
Yeah.
Because it's like K-Rabby, I'm screwed.
No, but I'm saying if there's fake chicken, like nuggets, I'm in.
But see, I felt like chicken was always the middle ground. So some people are strict vegetarians, I understand that. Then you have other people, like, that want to eat red meat, but somehow chicken is like, chicken's where everyone can shake hands and hang out. It's like the UN, you know what I mean? Like, somehow it gets the pass of, if I'm going to eat a meat, I'll eat chicken. Like, or you fish, can share a meal, right.
And then there's always that guy that's like, you need to stop eating chicken. It's full of estrogen. Like, all right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I have boobs.
All right, so next on the food first list we have here.
First.
This one is pretty crazy, but they're producing meat in space.
Space meat!
Meat. Why? This is for people who are in space, I'm hoping. Like if you live on the International Space Station or
no,
whatever.
There's concerns that humans may not be able to produce enough meat to sustain the entire population. So they're trying to come up with ideas of what they're going to do. So there's a company,
Space Cow.
A meat tech company. That sounds awesome. Meat tech.
You can also pull that dog out of that Russian pod, man, and just take care of him.
Freeze dried.
Exactly.
Funny you bring that up, Miles, because they were working in the Russian wing of the International Space Station.
All right, cool.
And they were able to grow out of one of their cell-based steaks without basically not a ton of natural resources, and they grew meat.
They grew meat?
Yes.
Space That's impressive.
Meat. Yeah. It's a major step in the scientific process, being able to produce meat no matter the environmental conditions.
Do they say what animal the space meat may have begun with? Or is it just space
it's
meat?
Plant-based,
so they
right?
take cells typically found in a natural cut of steak, like fat, support cells, blood, and they're using them to grow meat under controlled conditions.
Okay.
They'll claim to be able to make a piece of meat in 3 weeks as a result of this process, although it's still relatively costly. You can imagine their meat costs around $1,000 per pound.
Right, because you're sending it into space.
Space meat, huh?
Space meat.
All right.
Right, well, that's just the process itself will take it. But it's just cool. Like, they've already come up with meat up there. I mean, as much as meatless stuff has taken off, let's be honest, space meat's coming.
We got meatless and we got space meat. None of that terrestrial meat you're used to.
Space ice cream. I remember they offered that back in the day.
And it was terrible, right?
Yeah, the freeze-dried stuff that's in the packages, all that stuff that you get, like, the Smithsonian.
Yes, the Air and Space Museum.
Right.
I know. I ate it every year when we went down there.
It's good.
So KFC, that I'm talking about, they made some noise this summer. They were introducing plant-based wings with Beyond Meat, right? One of the big competitors to Impossible Burger. So I'm excited about that. But chicken wings are actually having a great time right now. KFC is introducing a new set of fully sauced, bone-in wings to its menu. I know what you're thinking.
What took so long?
Well, also, I'm like, wait a minute. I've had fully sauced wings at KFC. Like, this isn't right. Turns out they used to have them, but they were only a limited time offer. So they had they had those barbecue ones you could get.
Yeah, they were fantastic. Okay.
Right? I used to love them.
Yeah, they were great.
But there was always a limited run. So these things are going to stay on the lineup. They're debuting in honey barbecue, buffalo, and Nashville hot.
I'm so happy about that. I really am, man. I can't lie. Give me your saturated fat. I don't care.
Yeah, I just, sometimes I just feel
says
like,
that on Statue of Liberty, by the way.
I go you're back young, and forth poor. When you get like buffalo flavored chicken at a fast food restaurant. Because I feel like generally if I'm eating buffalo flavored something, I'm in a bar and there's like a beer with it.
Yeah, that's generally mm-hmm. where my mind goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, whereas buffalo like, sauce makes me want beer. If it's anything else, I'm fine.
Yeah. It's like you don't feel like a goofball if you're an adult ordering nuggets at a fast food restaurant.
Right.
But at a, you know, at a bar and restaurant, you got to call them boneless wings.
And I don't think I could go.
Would
and
you feel
like,
comfortable saying nuggets? They're trying to do you a favor. Like,
yeah.
We know you're adults. You don't want to say nuggets in here.
And could you drink like a beer with a Big Mac or something that you're not accustomed to drinking beer with because they don't have it there?
All right.
You
know I've done this. It is awkward to have a beer with fast food.
It is. It's weird.
Right.
It's really weird.
But yeah. Any other time, if you have a burger, you're more than happy to have a beer.
And if you've been out drinking, generally you're done drinking. Then you go, let's go get the fast food.
Right. Right. And then you get a Coke.
Yeah, okay. Or Sprite. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in 4 minutes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. But first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Makes it.
Looking for stories with headlines and screams.
Well, no sh- Sherlock!
And away we go. Your grocery bills will significantly go up with the new EU tariffs.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No sh- Sherlock!
That's how tariffs work. Yes, we know that.
We pay for them.
Scientists who led stunning meat study had meat industry ties.
Well, what do you know about that? No sh- Sherlock!
They basically said that when that study came up. They said, look, hey, man, just so you know, this is where this comes from. This completely contradicts everything you've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I wonder why.
And they're like, no, no, that has nothing to do with
it. Oh, you talk about that red meat stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a meat defender.
I mean, look.
La, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Red meat's fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I was the same way. Whatever.
The NTSB says that seatbelts might have saved lives in the limo crash.
No sh- Sherlock!
Isn't that what seatbelts are designed to do?
I mean, I can give you a horrible updated story on that sometime, like 2 years from now. Like, seatbelts might have prevented deaths in bus crash.
Yeah, repeat. U.S. government research in crisis.
No sh- Sherlock!
Family of those prescribed opioids, nearly three times more likely to overdose.
Oh, no sh- Sherlock!
Even people that have opioids at their disposal are more likely to overdose than people that say don't.
Hmm. It's hard to overdose on air.
Fuck it, yeah. Bad for business. Dictators rarely associated with strong economies, study finds.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No sh- Sherlock.
Friends, family, and food. People eat more when dining with close companions.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No sh- Sherlock.
Yeah, because everybody's like, hey,
let's get together.
Let's eat some more.
Exactly.
Let's get together. Your friends know you're a glutton. They don't care. If you're in a long relationship, you've given up on trying to be sexy. Like, let's eat Thanksgiving dinner, right?
We're all meeting up. We're all having drinks. We're all having food. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do it every day.
Better with age, they say. Women over 50 are happier and more secure than women in their 20s.
Oh, no, Sherlock!
I started writing a list of things that are more secure than women in their 20s, but my three pens ran out of ink. Dating games. Playing hard to get, more likely to turn off a romantic interest.
No, Sherlock!
And sometimes I read those stories where it's like, he chased me for a year, and I'm like, that seems like harassment.
And you should be terrified.
I agree. Yeah,
there's something I agree.
That's creepy. There's something wrong with that guy. Study. Wealth can bring happiness when viewed as a measure of success.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No sh**, Sherlock.
If eating four bowls of Frosted Flakes for breakfast is a measure of success, well, you're probably happy because you feel successful. I mean, come on, man.
I wish that was.
Growing up beside livestock may strengthen babies' immune systems.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
You mean exposing people to things helps them build up an immunity? I'm gobsmacked.
That's why I went back in the bubble. No livestock in PG County.
What they should have done is just thrown you in the bedroom with a pig. You'd have been all right.
Mm-hmm.
A nation divided. U.S. politics taking physical and emotional toll on Americans.
Well, what do you know about that? No Sherlock!
You did a study to find that out? Just read comments. That's all you got to do. You'll figure it out. Three studies link air pollution in U.S. to serious mental health issues in children in the U.S.
No Sherlock!
Study says kindness is the most important quality in a long-term partner.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No Sherlock!
Great to sag, but just beats me around every night. Let's see here. Checking email less often leads to more productive workday.
Well, no Sherlock.
Thank you, Steve Bobbitt, and we made it to drink it time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we chose 38-year-old Jessica Kropp of somewhere in northern Arkansas. Well, the other day, she gets pulled over because she had an expired registration. She also did not have insurance, and she was driving on a suspended license, but she kept pleading with the cop, please don't tow the car. But it turned out, actually, that's kind of the least of her worries. Because the cops are talking to her, that something about her just seemed a little off. And for a little bit, they just couldn't figure out what it was. It's not that she was acting particularly strange or being particularly combative. She was actually very apologetic and trying to make peace with them, but they just couldn't figure it. And finally, they kept staring at the small bow that she had in her hair. It kept her hair out of her face. She had a small bow. It's a little white bow with a pink rubber band around it connected to her hair with a bobby pin. And then the closer they looked at the bow, they realized the bow that she was using to keep her hair out of her face was actually a teeny tiny bag of methamphetamine wrapped with a pink rubber band. And then she clipped this in her hair thinking it would throw them off. Now, she claims she did not know what it was and that someone else must have put it there. But she also had multiple bags of meth in her purse, along with a THC vape pen and another pen loaded with THC and meth. So now she's facing charges for possession of meth with intent to deliver, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving on a suspended license, and driving without insurance.
You can vape meth now.
I had no idea.
Is there a name for that?
The meth and weed combination?
What is that?
First time I heard this was reading her story.
It's very uplifting.
Well, you can vape anything you smoke.
Well, sure. So. I mean, good Lord. I never thought to put them together. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Seems obvious now. Just someone had to do it first. Okay. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola! Let's get a contest online for Profile This. We will take caller 9 now at 844-999-HOLA.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.